News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Ireland, and a status orange weather warning is in place from 2 p.m. in 5 counties in the west, while the entire country is under a status yellow warning from noon until midnight. A little bit earlier on the show, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather told us what we might expect.
It is going to be a very, very windy day. There's going to be strong gusts, more rainfall. The problem here really is the timing. We still have leaves, tree cover. So you're going to have a bigger impact from 110 kilometre an hour gusts now than you would have in a couple of months' time. The winds are more likely to come down. So if you think about the tree has a sail on it rather than just a pole that the wind blows through. There is also more strong winds tonight, and there is yellow weather warnings in place for tomorrow, Saturday. So while the rain from this system will go through quite quickly, the winds will stay very strong, and they'll actually pick up another little bit again after easing off tonight in the west. And even in the east tomorrow, there's yellow wind warnings. I'm told that over 25 roads were closed in Galway because of flooding. There is more rain to come with this system as well. Now, not as much rainfall, but you're still looking at over 20 millimetres of rain.
And that was Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather. And joining me now is Keith Leonard, Director of Fire and Emergency Management at the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. Keith, We just heard earlier in the show this morning from Alan about the fact that trees, etc., are still in leaf, and that's going to create problems maybe with blocking gutters or coming down. Tell us what you expect the impact of this storm to be.
So, yeah, any named storm is going to bring dangerous and hazardous conditions. And you're right, a lot of the trees are still in leaf. So we could see, particularly in those counties covered by the orange warning, there could be a lot of trees down. So really, likely to be disruption across the road network today and tomorrow. And again, high seas as well is going to be a key feature of this storm and coastal overtopping.
Okay. High seas and trees and leaves, and obviously some of the trees will come down, but some of the trees will just have a huge amount of leaves blown off, no doubt blocking gutters, etc. Rainfall, high seas, leaves and gutters. Are we talking flooding?
There is the potential for some flooding. Local authorities have been out clearing gullies and making sure, minimising the risk of surface flooding, but there is always potential for that. And we met with all the local authorities yesterday, principal response agencies and the key utilities, and we heard that the arrangements they have in place to respond as quickly as possible once this storm blows through to try and deal with any disruption and any damage either across the road network or the electricity network.
Okay. And in terms of preparations, are we prepared? Like, for example, if somebody is in an area of low-lying or flood risk, are there sandbags and things available? And do people know where to get access to things like that?
I think in those situations, the local authorities will respond themselves and deploy sandbags into local areas. So I think local authorities on the ground will make those available and indeed with their own outdoor crews deploy them if they're necessary. But hopefully that won't be needed in too many areas.
Keith, do you have advice for people out there who might be particularly living along the Western Seaboard of preparations they can make in their own environment because of this? Should they be, you know, tying down their trampolines or taking in their garden furniture? Or what do you say to people? What can they do?
Definitely, I think that's good advice. You know, any kind of loose furniture that can become a missile or can get blown around, definitely to take precautions and try and store anything that could become debris in the storm. But I think really there are three key messages. The first one really is the driving and the driving conditions and driving behaviour. And really we can take a lot of risk out of this by slowing down and just being very careful and being very mindful. We're in now wet, windy, and the darkness is coming in now at this time of year. So really be careful there. The other thing really I would say again is going back to those very high seas and the coastal conditions. And the coastal conditions can change very quickly. A benign looking vista on the coast can turn into something very dangerous. So really stay away, stay high, stay dry, as the Coast Guard say. And then the third piece of advice that we always say is charge your mobile phone in advance of this event, so you can reach the emergency services should you need them if you lose power.
Okay, so very sensible. Watch your driving, stay away from the coast, and be prepared. Things like charging your mobile, and I suppose charging your mobile, but also keeping abreast of notifications in your area, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Both Metairn and the local authorities will be updating their websites with the latest information, and particularly local authorities will have good information on the local conditions. So definitely keep in touch with your local authorities, who will provide the most up-to-date situation.
Thank you for that. And that is Keith Leonard there, Director of Fire and Emergency Management at the Department of Housing Planning and Local Government. Stay safe out there, everybody.
Yeah, do absolutely be careful.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.